BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News. As part of new railway tourism partnership starting June the 1st, Vietnam Railways Corporation and People's Committee of Bình Định Province will officially launch the tourist train route to the land of martial arts, connecting Quy Nhơn Station and U Tre Station. The journey is designed to offer travelers a unique experience with stops for sightseeing and photo opportunities at iconic landmarks such as the ancient Twin Towers and the scenic Luc Lệ Bridge, highlighting the cultural and historical charm of Quy Nhơn City from a fresh perspective. In this initial phase, the railway operator will run two round trip services daily, QN2, QN1, and QN4, QN3. Train QN2 departs Quy Nhơn at 9 a.m. and arrives at UT at 10:50 a.m. QN1 departs UT at 11:10 a.m. and reaches Quy Nhơn at 11:40 a.m. In the evening, QN4 leaves Quy Nhơn at 7 p.m. and arrives at UT at 8:50 p.m. QN3 departs UT at 9:15 p.m. and returns to Quy Nhơn by 9:45 p.m. To promote the new route, special fares are being offered during the launch phase, 100,000 dong for a one-way ticket and 150,000 dong for a round trip.
The agricultural sector in Bình Định Province currently oversees approximately 8,200 establishments involved in the production and trade of agricultural, forestry, and fishery products. In 2025, the Provincial Department of Agriculture and Environment will continue implementing Plan No. 146 issued by the Provincial People's Committee, which outlines the execution of the food safety assurance and quality improvement of agricultural, forestry, and fishery products for 2022-2030 period. Additionally, the department will carry out a specific plan to enhance food safety, increase processing capacity, and develop markets for these products across the province in 2025. Since the beginning of the year, the department has issued food safety certificates to 54 facilities, inspected food safety commitment agreements at 5 establishments, and conducted safety monitoring on 39 samples of agricultural, forestry, and fishery products. The Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has issued a decision approving the plan to streamline and strengthen the province inspectorate system, aiming to make it more compact, efficient, and effective. Under the new plan, the operations of 12 departmental inspectorates and 11 district-level inspectorates will be discontinued. Their functions, duties, organizational structures, and personnel will be consolidated into newly established departments under the provincial inspectorate. Accordingly, the restructured provincial inspectorate will comprise 9 departments and be allocated a total of 120 civil servant positions. This includes existing staff from the provincial inspectorate, as well as personnel transferred from the former departmental and district-level inspectorates across the province.
On the afternoon of May 27, the Organizing Committee of the 2025 Asia-Pacific Informatics Olympiad officially announced the results. Lê Kiến Thành, a 12th grade student specializing in informatics at
Liquido High School for the Gifted in Binh Province earned a silver medal for his outstanding performance. With his achievement, Lê Kiến Thành continues to lead the group of four Vietnamese students selected to represent Vietnam at the 2025 International Olympiad in Informatics, scheduled to take place in Bolivia from July 27 to August 3, 2025. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoy the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.